Izzy is a freshman here at Owatonna High School and is involved in real life through Owatonna's Young Life program. And Izzy, thanks a lot for your time. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, actually. Thank you.
Yeah, well, glad to hear that. Tell me about your experience with real life and what you have done.
Well, it started when I was just, like, hanging out with a few friends one day, and then my friend called me. She's like, hey, you want to come join this, like, fun, like, youth group type thing? And I'm like, yeah, I have nothing better to do on a Tuesday, so I came, and ever since then, I just kind of connected with the leaders and decided to stay with the group. And it's helped me see my faith a lot more clearly than I normally would have. It's a lot of the things that we've done, going to Castaway and all, it's like a way different experience. And it's amazing at the talks that you get at Castaway when you're in the moment. It hits you so differently from when you're just sitting at home reading. So it's like you're getting the secondhand experience of it. And they just get you so involved with amazing things, and you meet amazing people, and it becomes a second family for you. It really does.
What and where is Castaway? Where is that event held?
Castaway is one of the camps that you have a choice to go to with the club. I've gone once, and I'm going again this year, so I'm really excited for that.
You're a freshman, Izzy. You mentioned that a friend invited you. When did that happen? When did you get involved in Young Life?
I got involved in Young Life in 7th grade. I was just a tag along then. But as soon as I noticed, like, these people actually are there for you, like, it's not fake, like, not fake family. It's like, they're there for you. And I'm like, I gotta, like, stick with this. Hmm. So I eventually lost the connection with that friend, but I still keep going, even though I'm not her friend anymore. I still keep going.
Okay. What you mentioned that, of course, meeting regularly, besides going to a camp like Castaway, but regular meetings, what kind of things do you do in those meetings that you enjoy?
Well, we start off by, like, doing some games and playing some fun activities. Then if it's a club night, normally we eat supper and, like, talk a little bit. Then we go have a few more, like, group games. And then we have a talk about one leader shares something significant in their life, and it's, like, connected to the Bible in some way. And it just opens up your eyes to more things in the Bible every time you go. And after that, we get into, like, little groups, sometimes by gender. No, always by gender, but not always on, like, how many there are, because there's, like, 2 or 3 groups of girls, and then there's, like, 1 group of guys, and it's, like, we just talk, and we review what we've learned throughout the entire session of, well, duration of the camp, like, of the club that night. So it just, like, it's a time, like, where you can sit down with, like, a small group and talk it through and share your feelings and stuff about the connection. And then you go home, and it happens next week.
And, Izzy, have you had a chance to go to the cake auction when it's been held at the high school? And if so, what have you enjoyed about the whole event when it's held under normal circumstances?
I've been to 1 cake auction. Okay. It was big. Like, very big. I didn't expect it to have as much stuff that was there. I just expected it to be, like, cakes in a row, and there was, like, way more than cakes. There was, like, donated stuff, and they, like, drew names and, like, auctioned that off along with the cakes, and the cakes was, like, the main part, though. But there was also stuff in there that you could just, like, auction into, and there was, like, so many people there.
Hmm.
There was balloons and signs, and it was, like, it's amazing. It really is.
And Izzy, maybe a word about how you are still able to do some of the activities, even though social distancing doesn't allow things to happen where you sit in a group with a number of other girls. What are you doing with regard to real life now in these circumstances?
Well, every week, we get a video call on Zoom, and we like have our club, like a virtual club. It's either with our small groups or it's with everybody every other week, and we just kind of play games, like virtual games, like who can get this the fastest or like something like that. And it's just, we just have our talks and we get, the 1 liter shares and we all listen and then reflect off of it. It's kind of like the same, only we're not in person and playing physical games with them.
Izzy, thanks a lot for the time and have a great day.
You too. Thanks for calling.